was so fantastic. Yeah, what if what you said would only make you drastic? Yeah, well, choices have to be made in order to survive. You know it's up to you now. You can't really run if you know you cannot hide. You know it's up to you now. There seems to be only one thing you can do. You know it's up to you now. No matter what you choose, you've got something to lose. Or a kid and a wife. You've got to make the most until the end of time. Yeah, for us it's our music, it makes us feel fine. Yeah, well, choices have to be made in order to survive. It's a self-known fact. Yeah, I live and learn a lot from other people's mistakes. And I see a lovely vision that my music creates. I see a lovely vision that my music creates. No, it's up to you. Yeah, well, choices have to be made in order to survive.
New West, Bully Studio, this is Brett. Get your tickets.
Maybe pull you up, maybe pull you down. Sometimes slay the hand, sometimes strangle it. Others find a place to give up, this offer you.
Festival, the return of Root City Riot.
Excuse, 'cause you don't even know. Talking smack brought the camels back.
is. You're tuning into CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Johnny Bones, and you're listening to Rad Radio. That last track was Rude City Riot with Same Old Story. They are making their triumphant return back to our fair scene this weekend, tomorrow night, Friday, February the 9th, at Bully Studio for the New West Ska Punk Festival, put on by our friends at Pacific Sound System and the boys from Brasser. Also in that set, we had Like Bears all the way from Chilliwack, Brethren from Vancouver, Counterpoint, Phonosonics from over in Victoria. We kicked the set off with the boys behind the whole damn festival, Brasser. There's a bunch of other bands playing, but they do not all have recordings. So once again, the rundown. Tomorrow night, Friday, February the 9th, you see Bong Chow, who I haven't even heard of yet. So I'm excited to check them out. The Wavebirds, that my drummer, Will Navarro, is playing in. While we are on hiatus, I'm very excited to see them. If you like nerdcore, if you like video games, and if you like ska music, the Wavebirds are right up your alley. We will have Brasser, the masterminds behind this entire festival, and then, of course, the band we just heard, Rude City Riot, making their triumphant return to the Vancouver scene. I haven't seen them play since, I don't know, 2021, maybe? Like, right out of when shows first were able to kind of sort of happen again, but we still had to be masked and sit down and, like, social distance inside of venues. I went and saw K-Man the 45s and Rude City Riot play at Wise Hall. And it was weird. Ska music's not meant to be seen sitting down. It's very, very odd. But it was great to see live music, so I went and supported it. It was a good time. Then, Saturday, February the 10th, you can see Like Bears from Chilliwack, Phonosonics all the way from Victoria, SKA, Counterpoint, and then Brethren. It's going to be a wild time. Get your tickets now. They are available online. $20 gets you into each night, one night apiece, or $30 gets you the two-day full festival pass. Do not miss it. It's going to be a good time. That's what I'm doing with my weekend. Well, kids, we're almost out of time here. If you like what you hear, you know, find us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radradio. You can like us, you can follow us, you can do all the social media jive that you want to do. You can always find us on your airwaves at 90.1 FM, on the website at cgsf.ca, on our new CGSF app on your Apple or Android devices, over our live stream. Whatever you want to do, however you want to connect to us, come hang out. We have fun here. This whole show has been dedicated to ska music, music that I love. I was very excited because Subsweaty Dwellers, all the way from Winnipeg, they are back in action. We started the whole set off with that, with a huge monster set of music celebrating them returning to live performance. I'm really hoping there's a new album coming, and I hope even more they tour and they come out west. But that is not it. Not only is Subsweaty Dwellers back, not only is Rude City Riot returning, but my favorite band from our local scene, the one, the only, the mighty Los Furios, are returning to Vancouver. They are playing next weekend, Sunday, February the 18th at the Rickshaw Theater. They are playing with Kawama and my good friends all the way from Vernon, the Drag Strip Devils. So it's going to be ska, it's going to be surf, it's going to be rockabilly. There's also Burlesque happening by Melody Mangler. It's going to be a wild time. Tickets are available now. Come check it out. It's a long weekend. We're going to have a good time. Trust me. Anyways, I'm going to have Los Furios in the studio with me next Thursday night. I'll be joined by Kyle Fury and hopefully some other members of the band. Word on the street is they got a brand new album, and I think Kyle's bringing me some singles that are ready and mixed. I'm not sure when the album comes out. I'm hoping I can get my hands on it at the show in Vancouver, but I don't know if it's going to be ready yet, but we hopefully will have some new songs. So come listen, tune in, check it out while we hang out with Los Furios and celebrate local ska music, 604 Ska. Anyways, I'm going to end the show off with them. This, my friends, is Los Furios. This song's called Crazy World. We'll see y'all next week. Trouble on
No more king of the jungle. If we let them forests tumble, if you have not, you go without. If you have some, you throw it out. This place is coming down. This place is coming down. This place is coming.
Tranquilo hermano, esto recién comienza. Somos más y somos muchos. Por eso canto, por eso lucho, tirando rimas contra el odio, cabrón. Lo que aquí hace falta es una revolución de amores. Así que olvida los temores. We're gonna paint the world toditito de colores. We're gonna stop the fighting, the war and the drama. Abrir los ojos y respect Pachamama. Mira cómo entra el sol por la ventana. I wanna love you tonight, girl. Y no mañana. Quiero ver a mi gente viviendo en el presente. Furios en la casa, yo, ¿cómo se siente? Uniendo ritmos con alma y corazón. The people unite.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Extreme heat is not just a threat to people. It can also be dangerous for pets. And to stay safe during a heat wave, animals need many of the same protections humans do. On a hot day, keep your dogs and cats out of the sun and provide them with plenty of water. If you go for a walk, try to do it in the morning or evening when temperatures are cooler. And never leave your pet in a parked car on a hot day. Temperatures in a vehicle can quickly reach more than 100 degrees, even with the windows cracked, putting the animal in serious danger. And even when you take precautions, keep an eye on your pets for signs of distress. Dogs, for example, might have trouble breathing and seem weak, with glazed eyes and a rapid heartbeat. Some breeds, like boxers and pugs, as well as Persian cats, have short muzzles that make it harder to cool down by panting, so they can be even more vulnerable to the heat. If you suspect that your pet may be overheating, immediately seek emergency veterinary care. As the climate continues to warm, extreme heat will become much more common worldwide. But by taking a few precautions, pet owners can help keep their furry friends safe and happy all summer. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.